how can we ensure that we grow better, not bitter, through these things? What lessons can we learn? How hard is that to now be a senior pastor to fail? I think my Christians are so terrible. Our friends, married partners, family members, even colleagues. Our wives can be rest by the care of their own matters for all. Even if we have said many things that we will have to do is let them go down to the end of living in the world. How can we learn the lessons of our past stories in this extraordinary story that we have to say, living for God in hostile world is living for us to get to you? The words are also pretty good. The power of the story. It's not true that all Jesus, the vast majority of almost all of Jesus, in fact, has story of his people. Not commandments, not explicit teaching, but story. The whole great power of the story. The great Christian writer and apologist for the Holy Spirit. If you are talking about something beautiful or something horrible, those people, that's beautiful or that's horrible, rather describe it to you for that they feel and they say, that's beautiful or that's horrible. You see the difference, it is very important. That is the power of story. This is what happens to the story vertically. The reason story tells you does not just tell us to the ordinary people, what is being terrible aspects of the human family relationship. Isn't this point that how it seems the beauty in the relationship are being repeated by them? Now, this is important because one father made his story favorite, and now he's doing exactly the same thing he's doing in his family by making both of his favorite. And he shows us this. He tells all the community stories, having the father in Christian terms, so we can know, but then on your part, one thing that you do wrong. He requires you to devote a response to it. This is the power of story when it is told well by the story. God has this life in the story in the Bible. And the world around us knows all about this. There's a multi-billion-dollar storytelling that you call Hollywood. Most of the great books, the TV shows, they're great stories. And if Hollywood looks at the Bible again and again, they make the story of the story of Noah. But that's part of them, or the Jonah story of Noah. That's not the story of Hollywood. And it's just the majority of the TV, really short, with our Moses and Exodus, or to me, it's a popular story, a great story, tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. in Hong Kong, the same time as it says, 8 stories putting Game of Thrones season 5, number 1. Because it's starting again, it seems to be the epic storytelling has become a worldwide phenomenon. It's still a margin, just the power of story and storytelling. I read some time ago by a little bit of Simon Barnes in Time to Roman. And he's not a Christian, but he always seems to be thoughtful to Christians in order to address. And he wrote it. We humans understand what happens in the world by making a story out of it. Narrative is the way we think, the way we see the world. But story is not real meaning, no story at all. It's just the recording of the chaos of life. We make narratives to make sense of the chaos. To make it terrible. God appreciates the power of story. The media appreciates the power of story. The popular mind appreciates the power of story. The sometimes it's strange that we do too. They all appreciate the power of the story that we have of the world. So the people of God have the church is born into the story of those please you hear the story. You know, the voice of God in the story, any time, sometimes it's important to read, share this story better, because that is my heartfelt dream. Don't be hung up closing the Bible. Read a story to your power. What's that, chapter 38? That is the part of the last chapter.
move you. For anything else that you like, principle or doctrine, the theology that I'm going to give you the moment, before that, you know the voice of God in the pure and powerful spirit. Now, we said a lot about the Lord, what he does in the God of mercy that we have talked about. The opening scene in the story, the beginning of the day. But there is a story that says, more of this not a wrong piece of the flock that he's looking for. But if you're seeing me run and stand together, you're not on the road to do that, but it's going to be God's way for him to follow his company. And he's going to be in good of you. We are on that agreement. We are children and let's see what we can do for you. Because the text is no intention here that you can go to that environment. It's not an inspired of God, a man who God will take to a building that will be quiet and said, it's pretty brief. It's a standing stark contrast. Yeah, but it's a problem. So, look at how the story is not going to be each other in. There are two verses that go through each other with four in the book. And the two verses are humility and contentment. Humility and contentment. Take one example. There's the whole bit of the dream that starts in the very book. Here's the whole thing. You should bring that out. What the dreams are. You can tell everybody. Everybody listens to that. And something like that. The later in prison, when he's telling us about the baboon, well, he's a little different. But he's not talking here. When he's telling us something, we don't agree with him, but there's no one to interpret him. So God is saying, do not interpretation belong to God. Tell me again. You don't say, belong to God. Christ comes up to the copy of your mind. There is no mention of God, not talent. God's deep providential purpose are completely hidden from him. Joseph does not know what is really going on. And this is true for many of us. Many of us have to learn the lesson of accepting. We have to accept the situation we find ourselves in. We do not and will not choose it. The way we got here is one we were not chosen. We don't know what we're doing right now, but we need to accept that this is God's way of working. It's using a circumstance. It is going to be better, to be a person, to be better, to want to be better. And accepting is not an active solution, so you say, oh, well, nothing I can do here and there. When we accept what God is doing in our lives, even when we do not see his hand, we accept that God's plan for us is always deeper and slower and better than we can do in the future of our lives. Now, when we arrive at our goal, if you want to go, you want to be a child, or what a career is it? The someone or a person, that is hard to maintain patience and humble faith. And again, the God's presence and treasure is so far off going that the patience takes in time of darkness. We thank you for your unfailing hand of providence. We press on again, and our heart with a lack of patience to anywhere. We will expose to the scriptures and to one another. We absolutely need you. Amen.